any effort at democratization is worthwhile. To expect that the elections of next year are going to be any more democratic and tolerant than previous ones is, I think, to expect too much, because there is a fundamental democracy deficit, if you will, within Uganda, as in many parts of the world, and particularly on our continent. I believe that really democracy is an acquired habit. It is not something that we are born with. We learn the rules of give and take, of tolerance, of the common good we derive from diversity as we grow up and live in a democratic environment. And so what we have are someone like President Yoweri Museveni, who spent many years of his adult life fighting for democracy until he got into power and became, like the old chiefs and the colonial governors, an autocrat, a feudal ruler.
The opposition's main concern is at least the constitution of the Electoral Commission, where they called for it to be disbanded and be replaced with one that has equal representation. Without an independent electoral commission, this exercise doesn't seem to, according to some people, seem to have any use.
I agree that, for example, the current electoral commission is totally biased. In fact, quite frankly, it is an NRM, ruling NRM outfit. Again, we must ask ourselves, does Uganda have the culture of democracy? Does the ruler and his team, do they really believe in democracy? Because if they did, then there shouldn't be an argument about the constitution of the independent of an electoral commission. It should be an independent one automatically. But it's all part of that feudal belief, that feudal arrangement, where once you are in power, you must perpetuate yourself. The reason why I believe it is worth pushing ahead with campaigns and the competition is because the alternative is to give up and cede ground to President Museveni without any further challenges from the opposition. The danger with that is now you have even more absolute dictatorship on the one hand, and you are now encouraging violence as an only alternative left to the opposition. Those of us who believe in the peaceful transformation of Uganda, which is going to take many generations, I'm afraid, we simply have to just push on with challenging the regime and calling for reforms. We may not see them next year, but eventually I believe the Ugandan society will learn and wake up to demand independent electoral commissions and free elections.
How about the idea of accepting defeat? Many Ugandans are skeptical about whether the NRM party would accept defeat. If that were to be the case, how would that work out? How would that play out?
I have no doubt in my mind that President Yoweri Museveni will not accept defeat next year. I should only perhaps say that the only remote chance of him accepting defeat is if the winner was not Dr. Kizza Besigye. Yoweri Museveni is absolutely determined never ever to hand power over to the current president of the main opposition party, Dr. Kizza Besigye. He has personalized the hatred for Dr. Besigye, and he has repeatedly said he would never hand over power to him, and I believe him.